This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Bolt Bus, Megabus, Fung-Wha, the options for super cheap bus travel from Boston to New York have multiplied in recent years. So too have reports of accidents, lost or sleepy drivers, and mechanical failures. Later this hour, we'll try to find out just how safe you are on a discount bus.
But first, the sun is shining. The temperature is brushing up against 60. You might catch yourself entertaining fantasies of hitting the beach in the not excruciatingly distant future. But if you're on the North Shore, you might want to hold off on that for just a while, because as many as 8 million discs coated with human fecal bacteria are floating your way down the Merrimack River.
The discs originated in a sewage treatment plant in Hooksett, New Hampshire, just north of Manchester. Floodwaters caused the plant to overflow last weekend. Earlier today, Meghna spoke with Lowell Sun reporter Lyle Morin, who says the potentially hazardous discs are starting to litter riverbanks and beaches all the way to Newburyport.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, although I have to say under slightly icky circumstances. Can you describe what exactly are these discs and how did they get into the river?
Yeah, so they're these little biofilm discs, approximately 2 inches in diameter, that are used in wastewater treatment plants. And basically what these little discs do is they absorb bacteria, you know, the waste in the water at these plants. Hooksett was actually the first place in the country to start utilizing this new piece of technology. They're designed to really help get really all the crap that's in these water tanks at the plant.
As if there weren't reason to be grumpy enough about Hooksett as it is, since you got to pay the tolls on 93 when you go through there. Now there's this, and initially officials in New Hampshire said that there were just maybe a couple hundred thousand of these discs that had escaped into the river. But now, as we mentioned, as many as 8 million? So how is it that they got the number so wrong?
The people in Hooksett said they just didn't know that they had that many of this device already in the tank. They just started using these back in November.
Okay, so this is the amazing part to me of multiple amazing parts in this story, Lyle. So
yeah.
How is it possible that they didn't know how many discs they had in the tanks? And second of all, it seems like these things all escaped into the Merrimack River when the wastewater treatment plant flooded, but they didn't have an alarm system saying that the treatment plant is flooding when it happened over the weekend. How is that possible?
Yeah, that's the part of the story that's hardest for me to believe in this day and age, that they wouldn't have some sort of alert. So, hey, if something did happen on the weekend when no one's there, there would be a way to get people and emergency crews there very quickly. So obviously, since the problem they've had there, they've installed an alarm system, but there really haven't been any great answers coming out of Hooksett as to why this technology wasn't in place before. You know, they saved $1 million by using these new discs as opposed to building new tanks and needing more space for the wastewater. So it seems to be a little too late at this point for Hooksett.
So, Lyle, what are you seeing out there on the riverbanks along the Merrimack and actually all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean? Are there millions of these things floating around that people are, you know, liable to touch on accident?
Yeah, there are. I mean, you can walk through downtown Lowell and see them in the canals. People just walking on beaches, going out for a nice stroll. We've had a few nice days recently. You could just find them popping up on the sand. So, you know, environmental officials are warning, hey, put on gloves. These things aren't going to be horrible for you, but it might be a little icky. But be wise around them, especially children who, you know, might think, oh, what's this new little gadget here sitting on the beach?
Well, let's be clear about this, though, that these are discs that are designed to accumulate partially treated wastewater and particularly fecal bacteria that's in the wastewater. So at the same time, while you report that Department of Environmental Protection officials are saying, you know, they're not deadly dangerous, but you don't want to interact with them, they've also closed some beaches, Rhine Beach in Lowell and also parts of Salisbury Beach as well.
Yeah, they have. What they're doing today is getting manpower out to these beaches to pick up as many of these things as they can and dispose of them. But I was talking to Newburyport Mayor Donna Holliday earlier this morning. She thinks this is going to be an issue for many months, perhaps years to come, because a lot of these discs get caught up in little inlets, and they'll probably make their way down to Newburyport for the foreseeable future.
You know, so the fact of the matter is that these are kind of poop-covered discs. You reported that we're in a sense lucky that if this had to happen, it happened now at this time of year? Why is that?
Yeah, well, I was talking to the Chelmsford Health Director yesterday, Richard Day, and what he said to me was is that if this had happened in the summer with, you know, much warmer water temperatures in the river, that would be much better for the growth of bacteria on these discs. So he said if there was a time for this to happen, this was the time when you still have some colder temperatured water in the Merrimack River.
So who's responsible for cleaning this up, and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, that's the big question. Hooksett, New Hampshire, is going to be the town responsible here. Now, they've already started to work to acquire a cleanup team. So they're in talks with Enpro, an environmental services company, to help other communities with these efforts. How much that'll cost is unclear at this point. They could face some fines from both the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services and the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. But the bill is going to be on them, which is unfortunate in the sense that they started using these discs as a money-saving option, which is turning out to be a bigger problem than they expected.
Lyle Moran, reporter for the Lowell Sun, thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, we don't have any windows here in the studio, so as far as we know, it might be blizzarding outside. But when some of us stepped out of the building for a sandwich earlier today, the sun was shining, there was no snow on the ground, and dare we say it, it was beginning to feel like the end of winter.
So we sent Radio Boston's Anna Pinkert out to the Boston Public Garden to find out how Bostonians are feeling about the coming of spring. She ran into a fellow playing his guitar on the bridge over the Swan Pond.
My name is David Gonzalez. I play classic soul music. This is what I do for 32 years. I don't like to play in the subway. I like to play in the park, so today is a very good day.
Did you expect this kind of gorgeous day in the middle of March?
Oh, no way. No, I expected today maybe it's snowing, you know, like, no. But today is perfect. It's a surprise. It's St. Patrick's Day, you know what I mean? It's perfect. It's perfect. Perfect day, yeah.
Okay, well, can I listen to you play for a little bit?
You want to pay me? No.
That was David Gonzalez talking with Radio Boston's Anna Pinkert this morning in the Boston Public Garden.
Stay with us, because with the nice spring weather, maybe you want to travel more, maybe by discount bus, or maybe not. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.